Hello Pisces, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, December the 9th and the whole week ahead. Well, with Mars entering the sign of Scorpio, what you've got now is the most dynamic time to really bring out the best in your mind, body and spirit. I mean, this is a new 2-year period when you can excel mentally and intellectually. But it also means the explorer comes out within you. And more about that in the coming week. Here's your Sunday stars. Because Venus squares Neptune, your ruler today, it's so important you keep your feet on the ground. If you're not confused and all over the place, not wondering what to think and where to go, then somebody else will be. The problem is we've got pure escapism here and self-deception. How is that fueled? Drink, drugs, delusions. And that's what one of you have got to get over now. Here's your Monday stars. On Saturday, Mars entered Scorpio. Check that out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. It's your 9th house. And opportunities will come from all sorts of places. Overseas, people of a different religion, culture or creed. But there is something exotic, even erotic about your stars now. And the more you're prepared to mix with people or places that are completely different to yourself, the better. Here's your Tuesday stars. Mars's new energy in your 9th house is certainly good for creating opportunity, especially over the next 6, 7 or even 8 weeks, because this is like a kickstart to your potential in life to achieve the things you want over the next 2 years. Consider learning new things, going new places, but doing something new with your life. You're on a fresh adventure. And here's your Wednesday stars. With the Sun conjunct Mercury in Sagittarius, you should certainly be thinking hard and long now about your career and what you want to achieve in the year to come. Now, because you're in this lovely Martian 2-year role, what you do now in other areas of your life will stand you in good stead for your career. This is a very good time to learn and do things mentally that put you in a class of your own. Here's your Thursday stars. More lovely stuff in your 9th house. This is luck and opportunity that comes from all areas. But it's also a moral standpoint. It's about following your principles, sticking to the courage of your convictions, and not being swayed by other people to do the things that you know would be wrong for you and other people. This is about standing firm and doing what you know to be right. And here's your Friday stars. Put Venus and Mercury together in your 10th house and you can really do the most wonderful things mentally. So the new year should be about learning and studying and gathering new information that you can use to further your career. And the more it's linked to the planet Venus, which is about music and beauty and the arts and creativity, the better for you.